102.5 FM, 1010 AM, KCHI Chillicothe. We stream live at KCHI.com. Welcome to Kate's Corner. I am here with Maggie Vance. She's from the Cultural Corner Art Gallery here located at 424 Locust Street in Chillicothe. And they have some wonderful stuff going on. There's an exhibit going on that's coming over from Black History Month. We're going to talk all about that. Maggie, welcome. I'm so glad to meet you finally.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about Cultural Corner and what the organization's about.
Well, it was established a little over 5 years ago to provide a visual art place. We've had an excellent performing arts council for many years, but no place to show visual art. So that was what it was all about. And also as a guild, to where artists could come in. We have a woodworking club. We have a stained glass club. We have watercolor painting class, you know, where people can come on a weekly, daily basis if they want and work on their art, but also to exhibit art.
So the exhibitors are not necessarily just local, so they can come from all over.
Yes, they come from all over.
That's fantastic.
It is.
Now, you have Shades of Us that's going on right now.
Yes, we do. And most of the exhibitors are from out of town, Kansas City, Columbia, several surrounding areas. And so we've been very pleased and impressed with the work and hoping it'll even be bigger and better next year.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure just like everybody else, you're kind of recovering from COVID, too.
Yes.
And everybody, things are reopening again.
Yes. And this was our first venture. And we were approached by Kathy Midget here in our community. And she wondered if we would consider doing this. And I presented it to the board. And they thought it was an awesome idea. And so we launched our first Black History Month exhibit.
That's fantastic. And I love Kathy. Love Kathy, yes, too. How many exhibitors have you guys had? Do you have an idea about
You know, it's a little smaller than typical, but I would say probably 18, maybe.
That's wonderful.
Uh-huh, it is. We have a large gallery, and so we can handle a lot of pieces. And so once some of the artists saw that at our reception, the event we had Saturday night, they were very impressed with the gallery. And so I think we will have more involved next year.
And, you know, and art is so important. I mean, all types of art, you know, music, you know, just, you know, and art in general, yes, is so important. And in, you know, I forgot who I was talking to, but, you know, I'm not sure about here in Missouri, but I know around the country, a lot of art programs and music programs, funding's getting pulled from schools.
Yes.
And that's so sad.
It is.
It's so sad because this is so important. And it's so wonderful that there's a place here in town that people can really enjoy this.
Right.
Now, when is Shades of Us going?
Okay, it runs through March the 19th. Mm-hmm. We're having a closing reception in honor of the artist and family and friends, and it's open to the public on Friday, the 18th, and that is from 5 to 7, Friday evening, the 18th, and some of the artists will be there, and it's a good opportunity just to see. If you haven't made it in yet, well, it's a good opportunity to slip in and get to see things.
That's fantastic. So what else do you have going on at the Cultural Quarter?
Well, we have exhibits planned in. Our April exhibits, which we're always excited to do this, is the Chillicothe R2 Schools Art Exhibits. And so the elementary will be exhibiting April the 4th through the 9th. We'll have a reception for them on Friday evening, the 8th of April, and that's from 5 to 7 p.m. Then the middle school is doing theirs on the 22nd through the 24th, and there will also be a little reception for them, 5 to 7 p.m. on the 22nd. And again, like I said, this is all open to the public. We encourage them to come and see the children's art. It's very, very rewarding to get to see it. Then the high school will be doing theirs the 25th to the 30th of April. Their reception will be on the 29th again, always on Friday evenings usually. Okay. And so we welcome parents and grandparents and, you know, all the friends and family to come and view, and just all of our general public to come and see what a nice art program we do have at Chillicothe Public Schools.
We're so lucky to have the schools that we do here.
Yes, we are. And now we also encourage area schools, those a few dates in between, and Bishop Hogan, we try to get some art represented from those schools also and have an opportunity for them.
Awesome. Now, you, we were talking about, is a camp coming up, an art camp?
Yes, yes. In May, we are hoping to have our art camp from the 23rd through the 27th. We annually have done art camps. Sometimes we do even two a year. It's hard to kind of work it in around other summer activities and vacation, but we have had real good response from our students that like art and come to art camp. So that you can mark your calendars for May the 23rd through the 27th for young people interested in art.
Now, is there like an application process?
They can just contact us at the gallery. And this, I should say, it's from those who have completed second grade on up.
Okay, and they can always reach you at 660-240-5022.
And if not, they can leave a message, and then we'll follow up on that. We also have Saturday art days, what we call quarterly art fun days, and we try to do those once a quarter, and those are usually on a Saturday from like 9 to 3. We do other special events like Kids Day events for Sliced Bread Day, after the Christmas parade, just opportunities that we can have to provide art for the young people.
That's fantastic.
We do those and look forward to it all the time.
Now, we talked about you also being people being able to use the center for events.
Yes. So
tell us a little bit about how that works.
We do provide the gallery for rentals. We've hosted many showers and wedding receptions, graduation receptions. It's a very nice venue for that because it's open. The artwork is, we ask, that's still displayed, but we can move part of the display boards back, and then there's plenty of room. Oh, it will seat, I don't know what, 100.
Wow.
So, yes, it's large space. It really is a large space for rentals. It works out very well. And in warm weather, we can open our big garage door and just drift on out onto the sidewalk, and it's lots of fun.
Well, I bet. And that those rentals, help you keep the doors open, too.
Yes, they do. We really appreciate those and rely on that a lot, so that's a good thing. Helps us present more exhibits. I should mention that in coming up then after the R2 Schools exhibit, we have Danny Hsu, who is a painter from the Princeton area. He does Western Native American kind of a trend of his in his paintings and some large-scale paintings. In July and August, we have Andrew Clark. His is predominantly scenic photography, large-scale, vivid, beautiful pieces, and he will be there July through August. In September, I just talked with Deborah this morning, and Deborah Myers, who is the department chair at Culver Stockton for the Art and Design Department, she is going to be presenting, and I'm excited about this, in September and October. So it's going to be great to have her. She's a pastel, probably multimedia, but predominantly she likes to do pastels and is considering doing a pastel workshop for us.
Oh, that would be wonderful. A workshop would be great.
Yes, it is. We love to have artists be able to present those for us when they can. In November, we're having our area artist invitational, where just any artist in the area, and it's multimedia, it'll be photography, painting, wood carving, whatever, their jewelry, but that's open to all in November for area artists to exhibit. In December, then, we will have local artisans, crafters. We set up booth areas for them, and it's a sale venue for them during December.
And is there an admission cost to get into these events?
There is not any admission for this. Chillicothe Culture Club gets the Guild gets a percentage of the sales.
Great.
It's a small percentage, but it helps us, and that's why we provide the pace.
Every little bit helps.
Yes,
every little bit helps.
It does.
We only have about a minute or so left. I know you wanted to talk about director.
Yes, yes. We are currently accepting applications for a part-time director. This is a position that kind of requires someone to have an interest in art, but not necessarily an artist or a participating person, but they need to have good management skills and, you know, computer technology to handle the behind-the-scenes work is what it is. They have to recruit people for rentals and setting up and that kind of thing, and supervise our gift shop and recruiting artists to exhibit in the gift shop and classes. We have not talked about classes. They also help recruit presenters for classes. Okay. We like to do the paint parties, and we've done children's birthday parties, various other events like that. And, of course, those are income for us, too, and also just involves more people in art, and that's what it's all about, is to get them into the gallery and get to enjoy either working with art or enjoying the visual art.
Absolutely, and they can get all the all this information and even look at the classes online.
Yes.
On the website, and that's culturalcornerartguild.org. culturalcornerartguild.org. You can call 660-240-5022 or drop an email to culturalcornerevents@gmail.com.
We also have a Facebook page.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And do you know what it is offhand?
Just a second.
Okay.
I don't.
I will post it up with this audio. And I hope, you know, time goes by so fast. It's 10 minutes goes by so fast for
me.
But I hope to have you back again, and we'll talk about more stuff. And you know, anytime you need to come in and we'll get some public service announcements up, let's do that.
Well, we encourage people to stop in for the closing exhibit on April the 18th.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's March the 18th.
It's all good. March 18th. So thank you so much for joining us, Maggie. We'll be back in just a moment.